101.77 HOFM, it's Mick and Anna. We're 100% Hobart and stoked that this man, Dave Hughes, is heading our way October 22, Rest Point, with his show Sweet. Hello, mate, you're on the Goldie today.
I'm on the Goldie today, yeah. Got the three children here in the pool, so, yeah, one eye on them and, you know, and 2 ears on you guys, all right?
Brilliant.
So, yeah, it's so much fun having three small children, you know, in a pool area where they're all trying to drown themselves in separate areas. I mean, it's relaxing for Daddy.
I used to treat mine like dogs, mate. You just take a tennis ball, get them to fetch it for you all day.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, my dog's an idiot, though. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah.
Hey, so we've seen a bit of Sweet on the Footy Show. What's the show all about? Is it just your standard talk about family, talk about observations? What are we expecting from you, mate?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, absolutely. It's me complaining about my life. I mean, I've got really, you know, I mean, as any parent knows, you've got a lot to complain about. You know, as they say about children, well, you know, what I say is, you know, when you have a kid, you've finally got something that you're prepared to die for. And often you wish that day was today. So,
true.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that. Here's an example. I was on TV recently and I took my shirt off. My three-year-old daughter looked at me as we're watching the TV and she said, "Dad, you should never take your shirt off on TV." You know, and I said, "Well, you shouldn't poo in the bath, but you do."
So, that's at three years old. I'll tell you right now, my almost 16-year-old said, "Mum, can you please stop talking about the fact that you haven't shaved your legs for months on air? It's embarrassing."
I mean, what are you talking about? That's paying for that kid's bloody, you know, entertainment. So they've got to get with the program.
That's it.
Exactly right. Now, Dave, I just want to know, as a Carlton supporter, does Eddie Betts get much of your show?
Look, Eddie Betts he gets involved. I mean, yeah. I mean, Mick Malthouse is someone who gets a mention sometimes. You know, I still think that Collingwood sent him to our club to destroy us. So I really do think that's going to come out one day that he was a double agent. So. Yeah, I love Eddie Betts, and my son actually bats for Adelaide right now, true story. He's now batting for Adelaide because of Eddie Betts, so, you know, I mean, it's like when you're on the Titanic and it's sinking, you know, he jumped in a life raft, and I can't blame him, basically. It's too late for me.
Gee whiz, mate, hope you get help with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least he's had some wins this year. Carlton won one game in the last half of the season. You know?
Yeah, but they've got a Tassie coach, mate. They've got a big win, and it's coming.
Oh, we love Brendan.
So do I.
Yeah, but Brendan, I mean, that smile is going to be tested. It's a big smile, but I tell you what.
The only thing Dave Brendan needs is some of those plasterers extensions to the bottom of his legs, because we have a job to see him in the pack.
Mate, it's as Caleb Daniel from the Bulldogs has shown, it's obviously not the size of the dog in the fight, the size of the fight in the dog.
Exactly right. Come on, the doggies.
When was the last time you were down our way, Dave?
Recently I was down at the golf course. What's it, the Barn Boogle?
Oh, yeah, Barn Boogle up north. Beautiful.
Yes. I was down there recently, did a gig down there. So, yeah, I mean, obviously Tasmania's a beautiful part of the world. My niece actually got a job she's a reporter on the ABC, and she got a job down there in Hobart. So she took her husband and son to Hobart. Oh, no, a daughter. God, I've got to keep up with them. She's got a daughter.
Awesome.
Are you old enough to have a niece that's married with kids?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
Look, I'm the youngest of four, and, you know, I'm from the country. So, you know, if you can, you get married young. So my sister's got married to, like, her mum got married when she was 18. I mean, there was a shotgun involved, but they're still together. So,
Yeah, it sounds like Tassie. That's the same kind of thing, isn't it? You get married and you start breeding young.
Yeah. If you can, but I couldn't. So, you know, no one wanted me, basically, until I was 35. So, you know.
There you go.
And look at you now. You're miserable with three kids.
Exactly. No. I got there eventually.
Hey, Dave, we can't wait to have you here, mate. We'll let you get back to the pool. Enjoy the holiday on the Goldie. We'll see you down here Saturday, 22nd of October, for Sweet.
Good day, you guys.